بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم تحسب أن أكثرهم يسمعون أو يعقلون؟ إن هم إلا كالأنعام بل هم أضل سبيلا.
Verse number 44. Rather, do you, O Messenger, think that most of those whom you call towards Allah's oneness and obedience hear with acceptance or understand the arguments and proofs? They are just like cattle in terms of their hearing, comprehension, and understanding. Rather, they are further from the path than cattle are.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا.
Verse number 45. Have you, O Messenger, not seen how your Lord extends the shade on the surface of the earth? If He had willed to make it stand still without moving, He could have done so. Then, I made the sun an indicator for it, becoming long and short in accordance to it.
ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا.
Verse number 46. Then I retracted the shade by reducing it gradually, little by little, in accordance to the height of the sun.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا.
Verse number 47. It is Allah who has made the night like a garment to cover you and cover all things. It is He who made sleep a rest that you could enjoy from your occupation. It is He who made the day a time when you go out to your work.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا.
Verse number 48. It is He who sent the winds as heralds of good news of the fall of rain, which is His mercy to His servants. I sent down from the sky rain water that is pure, which they use to purify themselves.
لِنُحْيِيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا وَنُسْقِيَهُ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَّ كَثِيرًا.
Verse number 49. So that I can revive by means of the water that comes down a barren land that has no vegetation by causing various types of plants to grow and spreading greenery on it, and to give that water as a drink to the many animals and people I have created.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا.
Verse number 50. I have explained in various ways in the Quran the arguments and proofs, so that they might take heed, but most people persist in their rejection and denial of the truth.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا.
Verse number 51. If it had been my will, I would have sent a messenger to every town to warn them of Allah's punishment. But I did not will that. I only sent Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a messenger to all people.
فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا.
Verse number 52. So do not follow the disbelievers in their demands for you, to be soft with them and in the proposals that they put forward. Strive against them with this Qur'an that is revealed to you, a mighty struggle by being patient over their harm and tolerating difficulties in calling them to Allah.
وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج وجعل بينهما برزخا وحجرا محجورا.
Verse number 53. It is Allah, may He be glorified, who merged the water of the two bodies of flowing water. He mixed the sweet and the salty, and put a barrier and dividing line between them that prevents them from intermingling.
وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وصهرا وكان ربك قديرا.
Verse number 54. It is He who created human beings from the semen of men and women. By creating human beings, He established the relationship of kinship by blood and relationship by marriage. Your Lord is all-powerful, and nothing is outside His ability. It is through His power that He created man from the semen of a man and woman.
ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعهم ولا يضرهم وكان الكافر على ربه ظهيرا.
Verse number 55. Yet, instead of Allah, the disbelievers worship idols that can neither benefit them if they follow them, nor harm them if they go against them. The disbeliever has always followed Satan in that which angers Allah, may He be glorified. Beneficial points. 1. The disbeliever stoops to a level lower than that of the animals on account of his rejection of Allah. 2. The phenomenon of shade is one of the signs of Allah that indicate His power. 3. The creation of the night for rest and the day for work is a blessing of Allah. 4. Rain is a form of Allah's mercy for His creation. 5. Diversification of arguments and proofs is an effective educational style. 6. Calling by means of the Quran is one of the forms of striving in Allah's path.
وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا.
Verse number 56. I sent you, O Messenger, only to give good news to those who follow Allah by having faith and doing righteous actions, and to warn those who go against Him by committing disbelief and sin.
قل ما أسألكم عليه من أجر إلا من شاء أن يتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا.
Verse number 57. Say, O Messenger, I'm not asking for any reward for conveying the message, but any one of you who wishes to take a path towards Allah's pleasure by spending, then let him do so.
وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت وسبح بحمده وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا.
Verse number 58. Put your trust, O Messenger, in all of your affairs in Allah, the living and everlasting who never dies, declare His purity and celebrate His praise, may He be glorified. He knows the sins of His servants well enough. Nothing of that is hidden from Him, and He will recompense them for the same.
الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش الرحمن فاسأل به خبيرا.
Verse number 59. The one who created the heavens and earth and what is between them in 6 days and then established Himself on the throne, in a meaning that is befitting for His Majesty, He is the Merciful. So ask then, O Messenger, about Him, one who is aware, and that is Allah, the one who knows everything, and from whom nothing is hidden.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَنُ أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا.
Verse number 60. When it is said to the disbelievers, prostrate to the merciful, they say, we will not prostrate to the merciful. What is the merciful? We do not know or acknowledge him. Should we prostrate to what you tell us, when we do not know him? His instructions to them to prostrate to him only puts them further away from having faith in Allah.
تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا.
Verse number 61. Blessed is he who made stations in the heavens from the planets and the moving stars, who made in the sky a sun that radiates light, and who made a moon that illuminates the earth with the light of the sun that it reflects.
وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا.
Verse number 62. It is Allah who made the night and day follow and replace each other, for anyone who wishes to take a lesson from Allah's signs and come onto the right path, or wishes to be grateful to Allah for His favors. After Allah mentioned in this surah the disbelievers who turn away from having faith in Allah and following Him, He mentioned the attributes of His righteous servants who are devoted to following Him, and He said,
وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا.
Verse number 63. The servants of the merciful are the believers who walk humbly on the earth with dignity. And when the foolish address them, they do not retaliate in the same manner, but they tell them something that saves them from their evil.
وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا.
Verse number 64. Those who spend the night prostrating on their foreheads and standing on their feet praying to Allah.
وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا.
Verse number 65. Those who say in their prayer to their Lord, Our Lord, remove from us the punishment of hell, for the punishment of hell is perpetual and everlasting, for those who die as disbelievers.
إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما.
Verse number 66. It is a terrible place of settlement for anyone, and a terrible place of residence for anyone.
والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما.
Verse number 67. They are those whom when they spend their wealth, do not go to the limit of extravagance in their spending, nor do they restrict their spending to only those whom they have to spend on, such as themselves and others, but their spending is balanced between wastefulness and niggardliness. Beneficial points. 1. The person who calls to Allah does not seek a reward from people. 2. Allah transcends His creation. 3. The Merciful, Ar-Rahman, is one of the names of Allah that no one has ever shared with Him. It indicates to one of His attributes, which is the attribute of mercy. 4. The servant is assisted by the night and day, coming one after the other, to make up any act of obedience missed in any one of them. 5. Some of the attributes of the servants of the Merciful is their humility and tolerance, their obedience to Allah when people are neglectful, their fear of Allah, and their adherence to moderation in spending and in other matters.